The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
What a beautiful day. That's all I can say. And I tell you what, I can count on probably two hands the amount of times I've done the broadcast outside, open air version of the talk show. And today is one of those days. I'm just trying to think. I remember one time in Arizona, I was down on Tom Clifford's patio, the longtime president of the University of North Dakota. Went down to visit him and interview him on the program, and we did the show outside out in the desert. And obviously, street fairs over the years and different things where you get to. We did one open air on a tractor not long ago for the big K-Fire tractor track, but today...
I didn't get any more open air than that. Come on.
Yeah, and that was my first time mobile and open air. Yeah, on the tractor. But I'm on the porch to Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota today with What's on Your Mind. Welcome your phone calls. We don't have a lot of time for just open phone time to find out what's in your mind, so we'll start with that right now. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. And your email questions or comments, welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Guest today, Senator John Hoeven will join us at the bottom of this hour. Two things. He's concerned, as we all are, about the stream of illegal kids coming through the border, and has a border protection plan we're going to hear about, and that he's trying to get some traction for in Congress. And he's also calling for more DEA agents, Drug Enforcement Agency agents, in North Dakota. And so we're going to find out about how he's going to get that accomplished. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. It's Wednesday, so we always do the talk radio town hall. And anything on your mind? Big week on the EPA. And you see the wage garnishment deal, and also highway funding in the news, internet taxes, a lot of things to talk about with him. For both Senator Hoeven and Congressman Cramer, and this is for any of our guests anytime. We did this last time we had Senator Heitkamp on as well. We always encourage you to get your questions in advance, because it just allows us to get to more people. Love you interacting with them, and if you want to do it that way, that's great. But if you want to just get your question in and know it's going to get in, call now, 800-228-0550. When you call, you press 1, and that allows you to leave your message or comment. And just say, hey, it's Bob from Bobell's, and I want Senator John Hoeven to get 10 more DEA agents in North Dakota, and I want them now. And he works for me. I'm a constituent. I'm a voter. Whatever it is, you call it in. So anyway, we're going to do that today on the program. I want to thank the good folks in Kenmare yesterday. Wonderful host. What a fabulous day. I'm a bit of a gypsy this week, because we did Kenmare yesterday. I'm at Stanley today, as I mentioned, Frontier Village open air edition of the program, which, by the way, is affordable housing in the Bakken. Here we are in Stanley, North Dakota. If I look to my east, I can about see Minot at about 50 miles away. If I look to my west, I can see Williston almost about 70 miles down the road, right? It's right square in the middle of the 10th biggest oil play in the world, and it's affordable housing. I'm looking at model homes that are beautiful. Some on the smaller, more modest side, where you get the two-bedroom, smaller footprint, on up to much larger square footage with, the three-bedroom, the bath, your choice. And you plunk down $3,000 to $5,000 down for a down payment, monthly payment around $1,000 a month. I think that's affordable housing. A little more if you want more house, a little less if you want less house. But in that neighborhood, you can't beat a deal like that. And it exists right here now, and you own it. You hear all the talk about, oh, the rents are this, or you own this. So it is affordable housing in the Bakken, which is why we're out on the porch today, taking in the sun and enjoying it very much. Also appreciate our sponsors. Whenever we broadcast from Stanley, the folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best truck wash in Stanley, and also Pinnacle Travel Plazas. When you're rolling through the Bakken, if you want food just like Mama used to make, you want the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, either in Stanley, right on Highway 2, or just north of 2 on 40 in Tioga. They are just the places to go, without question. And, by the way, the number, if you want a little tour of the model homes here at Frontier Village. I'll give you that number, 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Walking distance to schools. It's beautiful. If you're traveling Highway 2 and you're headed westbound, just to the west edge of Stanley, Cashwise will be to the south, Frontier Village to your north. You'll see the signs right off of Highway 2 there. Great location. All right. Big news in most of today's papers and last night in the evening news was the 2013 crime stats. Okay? And a number that sticks out, you can crunch the numbers a lot of different ways. The Attorney General, Wayne Stengen, will join us tomorrow on the program, and we will crunch some of those numbers. We'll go through them. But the headline to me was violent crime up 7% 2013. Okay? But by and large, I think you could, in a nutshell, say there's more people. There's more of everything in North Dakota, and so, you know, pretty much crime is consistently upticking with the fact that you have more population. If you talk to law enforcement folks, I saw Wayne Stengen yesterday in Kenmare at the Bach and Rocks Cook Fest, and, you know, he said drugs is a growing concern and a big problem. We talked to the Minot Police Chief from our broadcast there last week, said the same thing. You know, drugs are a growing concern, meth, and you know, drugs, and when they find these guys, it's huge amounts. They have tons of cash. They have guns, so that tracks with the violent thing. So that's definitely an area of concern. But by and large, perspective is necessary here. And far too often, politics wins over perspective. That's what just drives me about crazy. I'll give you another example. Yesterday, I don't know if you remember this call, but a nice lady called the program from Fargo, and she said, Scott, I really worry about you. I listen to the program a lot, and I worry about you because you're always traveling, and a lot of times you're out there in the Bakken. And, you know, I just hear so much about the roads. And you know, if you're from eastern North Dakota and you get your news about the Bakken from a newspaper or a soundbite on TV, it's so far from reality, I can't even begin to tell you about everything. Now, on the other hand, if you're in the middle of it, living in the Bakken, you don't have some of the things we take for granted in other parts of the state. And that goes for Bismarck, Mandan, Grand Forks, Fargo, you know, Wahpeton, Devil's Lake, you know, Jamestown, Valley City, okay? Even Dickinson. Because in the heart of the Bakken, there are a lot of challenges. And things are different, and a lot happening fast. So both perspectives are right. But it is not anywhere near as bad as the vast majority of people lead you to believe. That's when I talk about crime. That's when I talk about traffic. I mean, I'm doing the Bach and Rocks Cookfest tour here, right? So we're in Kenmare last night. Came down. I'm actually doing the show from Stanley, but much of the group is out actually on Sakakawea today, North Dakota Petroleum Council, sponsoring a fishing derby. And then everybody heads to Dunn Center for tomorrow's Bach and Rocks Cookfest. 2:30 education session, by the way, 4 to 7, free barbecue, and free stuff like you can't believe. It's everywhere. But, you know, I'll just use this trip as an example. Kenmare to Stanley last night. Go 2-3 miles without seeing another vehicle. Making the way down from Kenmare. You know, I mean, and yet, if you went out to West Acres in Fargo and talked to 10 people and said, you know, Bakken, what's the first thing you think? Oh, car accidents, terrible traffic, crime. Perspective is extraordinarily important. And there, whenever you hear people talking about how bad things are, I'd encourage you to have your political radar go up. Because anybody that says it's all bad is trying to change the story from reality. And that is for no other reason other than politics, in my view. Perspective is extraordinarily important. And I really hope we keep that in place on the crime thing. I mean, here's my take on the drug issue. For the better part of the last 5 years, North Dakota's been the one state in the union that's worked. I mean, really, the vast majority of the other 49 states have been a nightmare. So what do you think is going to happen? We're not a closely held secret anymore. And if you're in the business of drugs, and that's a business, it's about making money, they're going to go where people have money. And so they hear about, hey, people making $150,000 driving a truck. Hey, you got all these jobs out there. Let's go try and infiltrate. Let's sell them some drugs. Let's bring some prostitution up there. It's going to happen. When there's more of everything, obviously there's going to be more of the bad. And to a certain extent, we're a bit of a magnet for some of that. But I like our chances. I really do. I like our chances from the police chiefs that are out here, from the sheriffs that are out here, from the Wayne Stengem and his crew at the BCI, the highway patrol, the boots on the ground folks. To the extent it's a problem, we'll tackle it. And so that's why I applaud Senator Hovind saying, let's get more DEA agents in there. I applaud Wayne Stengem. That's what good government's for. You know, it's a proper expenditure. To the extent there's more of a problem, get more resources, deal with it. I like our chances. Not, oh, we got to stop this. We got, whoa. That's where politics creeps in rather than perspective. Am I wrong? You tell me. 800-228-0550 on the program.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I've given you my take, told you what's on my mind. I especially like to hear from folks that have that perspective, maybe of being in one end of the state and then coming out here and experiencing it. And also from folks that are here. Am I wrong to say that? Look, You know, are there days when the traffic's a little hectic? Absolutely. You know, I still think somebody from the DOT that managed to bungle that mess, you know, down at Williston where you're trying to get onto 85 is just, you know, the most, you know, there are choke points. And, you know, a few of them on 85 are definitely issues. You go through Watford City at, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're going to be waiting a long time, you know. You know, there's long, Minot, you know, there's points. There's no question about it. But perspective says, okay, the roads are widening, they're building more roads, it's not, you know, take your life into your own hands kind of mentality. The sky is falling. I always say my analogy on the traffic argument is at our worst point, okay, our worst point, it might be, you know, the best it ever gets in a Dallas or a Chicago or a Denver or whatever, you know. So, again, it's perspective that's always missing. Is it different? Is it change? Absolutely. But I think the same thing about the crime stats, the traffic, you know, conditions, the things you hear. Perspective is very often missing from it. So I've given you my take, and I'd welcome a different perspective, agreeing, disagreeing, certainly welcome today on the program. 855-200-1776 is our telephone number, 701-258-0550. I don't have the best connection here today, so if Frank in Tioga is still there, I don't see him on my board. You're going to have to tell me in my ear, Shane, whether Frank's... Okay, all right. So I saw it for a split second, and then it wasn't there. But Frank did want to talk about traffic, so we lost our connection to you, Frank. If you want to weigh in on that, you go ahead. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have a question up on the crime issue on Facebook as well, some folks weighing in on that. Jamie making a point here that the problem isn't crime stats. The problem is people that are not from North Dakota. Well, let's unpack that a little bit. Okay, so if we say, okay, crime's up, and the reason crime's up is because people are not here, not from North Dakota are coming here. So therefore, we don't want people who are not from North Dakota here. Well, that doesn't sound like much of a growth strategy. Right. So, you know, I don't blame a crime problem on people who are not from North Dakota. Now, let me explain. The people who are here spiking the crime and violent crime, you know, drug trafficking and violent crime are not from North Dakota. But that doesn't mean everybody who's not from North Dakota is the problem. Am I making any sense? And that's the tone kind of in what you're saying there, Jamie, that worries me a little bit. To the extent you want to rot out the bad actors, do it. That's what the DEA is for. That's what the BCI is for. That's what local law enforcement is for. And deal with it. But to suggest, oh, people are coming in from outside, so therefore it's bad, that's an argument that is going to bring you a lot of tumbleweeds. Daniel, you're next on What's on Your Mind, calling from the beautiful city of Lake Park, Minnesota, right on Highway 10. How are you, Daniel?
I'm doing good. Say, I got a question for you. Now, the CDC has the power to shut down the border, don't they?
The Centers for Disease Control, I assume you're talking about when you say CDC?
Yeah. Where are they? Where are they in all this? Why haven't they shown their head?
Yeah, so you're, in other words, you're talking about, to the extent we've heard from Border Patrol folks and health officials down there, that they're, I think the quote I used yesterday was somebody said there's diseases coming in we haven't seen in 10 years.
Yep.
So
did the government put a gag order on the CDC or what? Because I know the CDC has the power. Aren't they given the power to shut down situations like that if there's a danger to the population? Because I know they can go in some areas I've heard, they can close down a whole city and nobody can go in or out. So what's the difference with the border?
Order quarantines and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. It's a good question. I don't know. We have Senator Hovind and Congressman Cramer are going to both join us. I'll add it to the list to ask them about it.
Another thing I'd like to ask you, change the subject. Can you get Sarah Palin on your show? Because last week you were talking about she's bringing up this impeachment thing on Obama. And if she could come on the show and tell us exactly how she needs us to back her, what we need to do, I'm sure that there's a lot of people in your listening area that would go through and do that.
I will attempt that. Yeah, her husband Todd has been a more frequent guest than Sarah has, but I have interviewed Sarah a couple times over the years, and we'll put in a request. We are here, Dan, Todd and I every day, get behind the microphone to serve you and our listeners. So if there's a guest you want, if there's a topic you want, I mean, all you do is, and we can't always get it done, but we'll try and get an answer, like on the CDC thing, or in the case of a guest request. I'll put in a request, and I'll certainly ask. She's coming, you know, to Williston, to the Trinity Bible College, a fundraiser later this fall. So I planned to request an interview when she was on the ground in North Dakota, but maybe we'll try and get one sooner than that on this issue that she's brought up. So happy to do it.
Sounds good. Thanks. Have a good day, buddy.
Thanks, Danny. Bye. Appreciate the call. Making a note here on the CDC thing. We do have some questions coming in already for Congressman Kramer and Senator Hovind. Welcome others as well. And two ways to do that. One, when they join us here shortly, you can call in live and ask the questions. Or when you call 800-228-0550, you can press 1, just leave your comment. Some people just prefer to have their voice heard. I want to say what I want to say. I don't want to want you flapping your lips, Henan. I want to just get it off my chest. That's what that's there for. So one is the, hey, it's my turn. Push it and talk till your heart's content or push 2 to chat with us on the air. But welcome more of those calls. Senator Hovind here in just a little bit, and Congressman Kramer as well. It's a good question, though, isn't it, Todd, on the CDC front?
That's a very fair question. He's got a great point.
Because there's a lot of what's going on at the border that, in number one, why are they coming in larger numbers? Okay, that's is it a message we're sending. The health issues, right? How immigrants from other Central America, countries are treated differently than they are in Mexico. It's just, I mean, one thing after another in different layers. But I tell you, one that is flat out scary is when you hear, folks say, okay, we're seeing diseases we haven't seen in 10 years. You say, what in the world? Shane, just give me the name here quickly because I only have a minute before the break, so I want to get one more call in here before the break, but I need you to tell me the name in my ear because I don't have time for you to type it. So who's first up? Shane. Shirley, quickly. You got 30 seconds of unfettered time to tell us what's on your mind, Shirley.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to tell you. I just wanted to mention that you guys are talking about the crime rate coming into North Dakota because of all the other people moving in. But I know for a fact there was a lot of crime rate before people moved in.
Well,
hello?
And that's an interesting perspective. Yeah, I mean, good point, Shirley. I mean, that's an interesting perspective. If you look at 2013's crime stats, they're actually down from, I think, 2002, to your point. So they've plenty of that here before. Perspective again. Thanks, Shirley. Appreciate it. Sorry we're up against the clock.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Beautiful day across the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening to the program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here, and we're in Stanley, North Dakota today. Canmary yesterday for the 11th Bakken Rocks Cooks Fest that the North Dakota Petroleum Council has hosted, and it was pitch perfect. Just a fabulous day. Dunn Center, a lot is on your shoulders now to top Canmare. And I hope you can do it. 2:30 Bakken Rocks Education Series at the Marathon Oil headquarters in the Dunn Center, their offices. And then another wonderful opportunity to head outdoors and just enjoy things in the Dunn Center tomorrow. 4 until 7, and free food. Barbecue that's just fabulous. The ribs were incredible yesterday. The beef brisket was fabulous.
Oh,
what else
did
they have? A little meat pie that was just unbelievable. I'm not a big seafood guy, but people were raving about the shrimp and the crawfish and my gosh, then some desserts too—the cookies, the s'mores. It was a lot of fun. So anyway, and plus there's just all kinds of free stuff. I can't even begin to explain it. Travel blankets and mugs and pens and can openers and just tons of it. T-shirts and hats and I mean, there's a number of these companies. There are probably like 20, 25, 30 different companies that are represented, and they give out a lot of freebies. So it's free food and free goodies, and just come take it in. You'll have a great time. Dunn Center, the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. Those information sessions are really good, too. So anyway, we were in Kenmare last night. Stanley today, North Dakota Petroleum Council, hosting a fishing derby out on the big pond today, Lake Sakakawea, and enjoying that. And then Dunn Center tomorrow. So we're doing the tour here for you on What's on Your Mind. Our telephone number, we're waiting for Senator Hovind, who evidently had to vote. So he's going to be a couple of minutes. So in the meantime, if you want to get in, I could have held Shirley over to get more of her take. But Shirley was responding to a Facebook poster that was placing the drug problem on the backs of people not raised in North Dakota. Here's Jamie's exact comment. More people here who were not raised in North Dakota is the problem. Chris responds, hey, because we all know people who were raised in North Dakota did not take drugs. Right? So here we go. Now we got a little battle. Shirley was calling to say, hey, there was a crime problem long before this Bakken boom. And it happened with here. You know what? That debate, Jamie's, Chris's, Shirley's, I think is the sort of I don't want to say this in a derogatory way, but sort of this the kind of easy argument, right? That you can say that's the reason this is happening. In other words, people not raised in North Dakota come here. That's why we have a crime problem. That's not why we have a crime problem. You know, and by the way, I don't think we have a crime problem. I really don't. I mean, let's put this in perspective. I would argue that 45, at least, of the other 50 states I mean, smoke us when it comes to a quote-unquote crime problem. Put this in perspective. We're talking about year-over-year stats. And if we actually analyze the numbers, you could say, oh, 2013 was up 7% on violent crime. That's a number that sticks out. And a drug issue. Okay, well, it's up because there's more of everything here, right? But if I had the numbers, it's actually down from 2002. Long before a Bakken boom, some people will view politics for political reasons to say, see, this is all bad. It's not all bad. That's why I'm saying perspective is necessary. Let me say on the other side of the coin, for anybody going, hey, Mr. Pollyanna, everything's great, huh? It's not. There's challenges. One of them is drug trafficking. One of them is, you know, with drug trafficking comes more violent crime, guns, people that do bad things. I mean, a story the other day about the even just people using it. This guy that was on meth in the Bismarck, what was it, a budget inn or something, Todd? A guy was on meth, and he's stabbing people, right? And the next day he says, I don't even know I did that, because he's on meth. So, I mean, whether you're peddling meth, lots of it, and have guns to protect your enterprise, and going to take out whoever you're going to take, or you're actually using this stuff, it's not a good deal, okay? And so it isn't something I'm going to dismiss. Traffic concerns or, you know, just an explosion of growth that's happening. Communities that are vastly different than they were before. That's changed. That's challenging. That's something we need to deal with head on. I happen to believe that the best solution is just building communities, building things that allow people to call this home for the long haul. If folks like Lynn Helms, from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, that knows this play probably better than anybody else, talks in the terms of five generations of activity and development and robust. That's when you're talking about a million barrels a day today and growth north of 2 million barrels per day at today's technology rate that we're on a path towards. Stay here. Be a part of the community. And ultimately, the riffraff, for lack of a better term, people that come here to try and take advantage of an economic boom by selling drugs and ruining lives will be taken care of by the folks who call this home, who want to build a sense of community. That's where we ought to put our effort. Not in the comments like, well, the reason we have a crime problem is because too many people that are coming here weren't raised in North Dakota. That's unneighborly and unhelpful, in my view. Anyway, that's my take. Always welcome yours. Senator John Hoeven, fresh off voting on the floor of the United States Senate, is here on the program. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, and glad to have you have a chance to update us on a couple of things that are happening. A lot of talk on our program over the last couple of weeks is a lot of concerns over this crisis at the border. The numbers spiking, the stories of health challenges are incredible. I want to first get your take on what we do about it.
We need to secure the border, and we need to return these young people to their home country. And that means that we're going to have to change that 2008 Wilberforce law so that we can do that. And so that we either turn them back at the border, or if they come across, then we keep them, in custody until they have their hearing and return them, and that has to be an expedited hearing. It can't be one of these things that's drawn out. But we can't have them come over and then release them because they're not obviously coming to those hearings, and they don't show up, and then it's very hard to track them down. So we've got to change that law so we can, again, effectively secure the border, which is going to take more border control, more border security, something that I've been pushing for a long time, and then, of course, returning these people to their home country.
Now, I've heard conflicting reports about the 2008 law that you referenced, the so-called Wilberforce law, and also a 2012 executive order on this issue. My understanding is if you look at the last 10 years, this thing really was a trickle of Guatemala, Honduras, Central American countries having illegal underage children coming here, a very small amount, and then just spiked something terrible after that executive order in 2012 to the point now we're talking upwards of 90,000 will cross this year. So which is right? Is it, you know, why now all of a sudden, when that Wilberforce law you're talking about has been around since 2008, we had a trickle up until, you know, 2012, and then it's been upticking from there. Which is the bigger problem?
Well, Scott, what you're referring to is the real underlying problem, is because the administration refuses to secure the border and return these illegals to their home country. That word has gotten out in these countries like Guatemala and El Salvador and Honduras. And so they're coming up here believing they're not going to be returned because the administration is not doing that. It's not enforcing the border. And that is the problem.
We had a question from a caller earlier referencing some of the stories we've talked about where you're hearing about a lot of the health concerns. You're hearing from the medical facilities down there on the border and also from border control agents, quotes like, we're seeing diseases we haven't seen in 10 years, and all kinds of the health challenges. The caller's question was, where's the CDC? Are they being silenced in this? Why aren't, I mean, your CDC, his point was, you know, they can quarantine if necessary. Why are we not hearing more from the CDC, which his premise was the administration silencing them. What's your take on that?
The Department of, well, the administration hasn't been open enough, clearly, in what's going on. But what's happening is that the Department of Health and Human Services is trying to take care of these young people, and I believe they would consult with CDC. But it creates a huge problem trying to care for all these young people coming in, which goes back to the fundamental problem. We've got to control the border and return these people in a more expeditious way, which is why we have to get the administration, force the administration somehow to enforce the border, but also change, as we're talking about, the 2008 law so that they can be returned in a realistic, expeditious manner. But look, they're children. We have to treat them humanely. And so while they're here, obviously, Health and Human Services is trying to make sure that they take care of them and address these, you know, disease or illness problems that you're talking about, or, you know, the health issues.
All right, we had a call coming earlier for you on the immigration issue. Let's roll that call.
Yeah,
for
I'd like
Senator
to have you guys ask Kramer and Holden if they're going to support giving the president money when all he does is break the law and does whatever he wants to do. So why would they be for giving him money, the $4 billion or whatever, for these illegals? Thanks.
Assume he's talking about the request of the president. You know, the president, when he was down in Texas, put this all on Congress, right? Hey, I've asked for $4 billion. You don't give it to me, so we can't fix the problem. And the caller's saying, why give him the money? Because he won't do what he says he's going to do with it anyway. What about that, Senator?
The president's request, that $4 billion, it's actually $3.7 billion related to the border and another $600 million related to forest fires. But that is not the right package. That's not going to be passed through Congress. What is, you know, obviously what we're working on is something that will secure the border, will make sure that there's a way to return these young people to their home country. Right now, that looks like a bill that John Cornyn is sponsoring from the Senate side, Congressman Cuellar, also from Texas, from the House side. So you got a Republican and a Democrat. I just got off the Senate floor talking to Senator Cornyn. He thinks the House will take up that bill next week, and then it will come over here. And obviously, what we're trying to do is get something passed that does exactly what I just laid out. More border enforcement, more people on the border to make sure you secure the border. Second, that you return these young people to their home country. Third, that you make sure you change that 2008 law so it gets done, and that the funding is required to go to those purposes, not to what the president has set up, where he's going to create an incentive for these young people to continue to come here.
Joe in Minot has a question for you. We'll get to that after the break. Senator John Hoven with us on the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall every Wednesday. Stay tuned. We'll continue with more on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 with your questions.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Senator John Hovind, our guest till the top of the hour in this segment on What's on Your Mind. We're going to get to the calls here. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And short segment, our shortest of the hour, and three calls waiting to go and a couple off here. So we're going to ask you to go as quick as you can with your questions for Senator Hovind. Joe and Minot, thanks for waiting. Your question.
I got a couple questions. A lot of these church organizations, like the Lutheran Services, they've been noted for trying to do this stuff. Isn't there some kind of rule, laws, regulations that can be put into place for stopping this on immigration? And then second, Senator Hovind, as far as Barack Obama always blowing smoke up in the air and turning his face on Border Patrol and stuff like that, he always says he's going to do stuff and never does. Now is about time to slam the fist down and get her done, and I would hope you vote strongly on it and don't give in on these other scenarios that he's trying to raise.
Well, that's right, Joe. I don't support the package he's put forward. I don't think that works. As a matter of fact, I think it'll create incentive for more of these young people, illegal immigrants, to come over the border. So that is not the way to go. Instead, what we're trying to do is just what you said, have a piece of legislation that provides more border security, that enables us to return these young people, that changes that Wilberforce law so that they can be kept in custody until they have their hearing, that you get that hearing sooner, not having to wait, you know, get it within 7 days, keep them in custody. And so then you're able to return them back. Nothing is going to stop this flow of illegal young people coming across our border faster than seeing these young people return to their home country.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because they've spent $5,000 to get them up here. And so when they see that it's not going to work and those young people are going to come back, then it stops. So, yes, we'll try to have the funding so that it can only be used for the purposes that I described. The problem, Joe, is as you say, getting the administration to do these things.
Here's my question, and it piggybacks on Joe. Does this president, does this administration want to secure the border? You want to secure the border. You want to use this crisis right now to get more legislation in place that would do that. But are they fighting you on that? Do you believe they want to secure the border? Is that a goal of theirs?
I want to secure the border, and I've wanted to secure the border for a long time, and I've worked to try to secure the border.
I know you have. My point is, do you believe you have a willing partner in President Obama and the administration?
That's the whole problem. The administration doesn't. And we need to address this crisis, and so that's why Joe's right. We need to try to set up legislation. That's what we're working with the House to do, is to try to set up the legislation to force him to secure the border and return these young people to their home country.
Connor in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, quick.
Senator Ulvin, I just wanted to take a quick time. I don't have a question for you. I just wanted to take a quick moment and thank you for all the hard work you're doing to help secure our border down there. I know it's a tough job, and you're not always getting a lot of thanks for it. I just wanted to thank you for all the work you're doing, Senator Hovind.
Connor, I appreciate it. And, it's a tough issue, but you're right on. My first objective has been and continues to get control of the border and secure the border. That's what we have to do. How we work through these other issues, obviously, we need to look at how all these other issues are being handled. But first and foremost, we've got to get control of that border and secure the border. So I appreciate you calling in. It is a tough issue, and that is what I'm trying to do.
I want to quickly ask you about a stat that's big news in the state this week, and that is the crime stats from 2013. And if you talk to law enforcement, a big concern right now is drugs and big drug runners, right? Big amounts of drugs, money, guns, that whole thing, which is leading to an uptick, small, but an uptick in violent crime. Is there a federal role for tackling this problem in North Dakota?
Definitely, Scott. We've been talking not only to Attorney General Wayne Stengel, but also local sheriffs and other local law enforcement. What they want is more DEA agents, Drug Enforcement Agency agents, there on the ground. And I've already contacted Michelle Leonard, who's the director of the DEA, and telling her, look, we need more help from the DEA. We need more DEA agents in North Dakota, and particularly in the energy patch.
Call, I don't have time to play, but I had a question about a donation that you gave to Senator Thad Cochran. And I'm not sure what the objection was. I know there's been some accusations down there of election fraud and all kinds of other things. And folks are, I guess, asking why this particular caller, you chose to make a donation to Senator Cochran, or whether those allegations concern you.
Yeah. You know, it was a colleague who had helped us on some issues that were important to our state. He'd asked for a donation to his campaign. I provided it. I understand that, you know, later in terms of that primary campaign that, you know, I mean, I wasn't involved in the campaign, obviously, but I understand there were some things back and forth on both sides that were problematic. But obviously, that's not something I was involved in. And again, it was a colleague who'd asked for some financial support, which I provided. And I understand there are people on both sides of that race. The key, though, for Republicans and conservatives is that we understand that people step up and run. But once a candidate's elected, we've got to find ways to get our conservative candidates elected so that we can change Washington and get this country back on track.
All right. I don't have time for any other calls, and would encourage anybody to ask questions on the immigration issue to hold tight. Congressman Kramer will be here next hour as well, and it sounds like that's where the first point of action is going to be on this legislation you're proposing to force the administration to get tougher on the border in the House and then over to the Senate version. So appreciate the update today on all fronts, and chat with you again soon. Thanks, Senator.
Scott, good to be with you.
Senator John Hoeven, our guest, the Talk Radio Town Hall, a weekly event with Congressman Kramer when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
My childhood experience was me just riding around our farmstead. I think bicycling is a great tool to bring families together. The best part about riding as a family is sometimes not the bike ride itself. It's about the stops along the way. I love being able to see these other families that come in that want to have the same experiences that I've had. I'm Aaron Romaine, and I'm one of the bike experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.